وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother. No, you are not allowed to leave the masajid beside you and you go to the far masajid for safe collecting this reward. My dear brother, this kind of ahadith not been practiced by this way by the Salaf. The sunnah is you go to the masjid beside your house. You understand? Imam Ahmad rahmallahu ta'ala reject the idea of leaving the masjid beside you and you go to the far masjid for sake of a better recitation. Even for that, you are not allowed. It's not right. It's not the sunnah. You understand? With this way, we're going to cause harm in the community. When our neighbors, they see us, we neglect them and we neglect their masajid and go to the far one for sake of collecting the reward. It's not a right practicing for this ahadith. You will get the reward if the masjid is far. If it's close, you get the reward for the masjid is close till the end. Regarding your second question, yes, my dear brother, you have a reward for the steps back from the masjid or from seeking knowledge. جاء في الحديث قال قال لغدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. When you go or you go back for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, it's better than all the dunya. You understand? When it's for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, seeking knowledge, going to pray, jihad في سبيل الله till the end. Same thing, يا أخي بارك الله فيك. Regarding جاء في حديث that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم talking to one of the companions, when he said to him, يعني the companion, he said, إني لأحتسب على الله ذهابي وإيابي. يعني I believe Allah will reward me for my hardship to go and for my hardship to go back. You understand? فحفظك الله تعالى. This is the correct understand to practice the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the steps to the masjid. بارك الله فيك.